Hi, I'm Gary Grigsby. Welcome to Missouri Environment, a report about environmental issues produced by KBIA News. When you're investing millions of dollars in a building project, you're probably going to think twice before installing a type of heating and air conditioning system that is, while growing in popularity, not something you're all that familiar with. Terry Mackey was in that position a while back. He's the CEO of the Arthur Center for Community Health in Mexico, Missouri, and is putting up two new buildings, one of them 25,000 square feet. Mackey decided to go with geothermal energy, or heat of the earth, to power those buildings, a system that he hopes in the long run will save him a lot of money. In many ways, the construction site is like many others, the sound of nail guns and power saws in the process of putting it all together. But in its early stages, a while back, well, maybe a little more chaotic than other construction sites, especially when geothermal is involved, a process that involves drilling numerous 300-foot holes into the ground.
When you've got, you know, well drillers drilling, you know, 22 wells and on one and six wells on another, you know, it's just like, whoa, you know, and the mud, and it's been challenging. You know, everybody's kind of in, you know, sometimes gets in everybody else's way.
That's Arthur Center CEO Terry Mackey describing the scene at the construction sites a while back. On the day I was there, all that remains from the chaos are small pieces of white plastic pipe sticking out of the ground behind one of the buildings that's taking shape. Those pipes will eventually be hooked up to heat pumps inside the building. Water will then be pumped through the system and deep into the earth where it's stored.
When the winter comes around, we're able to extract that heat from the ground. It kind of stays in that area, and we extract the heat from the ground with the fluid again. The warmer fluid comes to the heating and cooling units, and they are able to make heat.
That's Kirk Mesker, who's an engineer with CM Engineering in Columbia. He helped design the system for the Arthur Center, a system that Arthur Center CEO Terry Mackey says cost about $400,000 more to install than a traditional system.
So, you know, we got to make back that $400,000.
He expects to do that by chipping away at that extra cost slowly after they begin using the geothermal system, a system that he expects will cut his energy costs by 50% month after month.
So every month that we pay a utility bill, you know, those savings, you know, are starting to eat away at that. And it's going to take 8 to 10 years for those savings and monthly bills to add up to $400,000.
So, yes, Mackey knows it's a long-term investment, but after the long-term investment is paid off...
Hey, it's sweet!
And while Mackey says he went with geothermal to save money in the long run, he realizes that he can do that and be green at the same time.
This building's going to be here probably 50, who knows, 100 years maybe. And, you know, so we want to leave something, you know, to the next generation that's sustainable.
Well, that's it for Missouri Environment this time around. You can also find us at KBIA.org. I'm Gary Grigsby.